What's up, guys? I just want to give a huge shout out to Alba Botanica, who is the sponsor of today's podcast, which is a personal care brand that offers plant-based, cruelty-free products for your face, hair, and body so you can feel good about what you're putting onto your skin. I've used their pimple patches, which are easy to use, get rid of pimples almost overnight, and it's the best way to get rid of pimples fast, and it's barely even noticeable. It's like basically see-through, so you wouldn't even know I'd be wearing it. Alba Botanica's mission is to help all women and men to unlock their natural, uniquely beautiful selves. You can buy it online in store, natural selection at Whole Foods, Target, Walmart, and Amazon. The website, of course. Thanks again, Alba Botanica. Back to the podcast. What's up, guys? We are back with the Viral Podcast, sponsored by Grande Cosmetics, which I am actually starting to become a big fan of, considering I am wearing eyeliner now. That is my personality trait because I have nothing else going for me. But with Grande Cosmetics, I'm able to have personality because my lack of emotions and unavailability as a human being lacks up for it. So, Grande Cosmetics.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them. I haven't tried any of their products yet, but like I heard they're dope as far as everyone in the house has been using it and thinks that it's dope. So, today we're out here, you know, the kid Schmitty. Ace of Spades, man. We're both in this joint, out this joint, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's all ending soon.
Have you taken a breath yet?
Huh?
You haven't taken a breath. It's okay. Just been going.
It's all right, man. That's what you do all the time. So if I do it one time, it's cool. You know? Ace got away with harassing a Starbucks worker yesterday, so there's that.
All right, how about we don't put that in the air of harassing, because that just makes me sound terrible.
Well, pretty much that's what it is. I'll play. Damn, I was going to post it on TikTok. Now I don't even want to post it on TikTok.
Yeah, God forbid.
Okay, I can. That's cool.
No, I never said that because last time.
I don't think it's going to be harassment. It's just funny.
Nah. It's better to be safe than sorry. Keep that in your drafts, homeboy.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to. Yeah, so what's popping, bro? What's up with you, man? Tell me something. What's up? What's good?
What's up?
It's nothing. What's up? Are you going back to New Jersey? Staying here after the show? What's up?
Shut up. It's the same fucking conversations every goddamn week on these podcasts. Yeah. Come up with something new.
I bet. Say something interesting.
All right. Did you know without mucus, the stomach wouldn't be able to digest anything?
You said what?
Nothing.
You said that stomach mucus? What did you say stomach mucus is?
Forget it. What about you? Honestly, there's no point in even talking about how it's ending. We all know it's ending. Why fucking repeat it like a goddamn record?
I mean, you bring it up more than anybody, so I'll just...
When do I ever bring it up that it's ending? I bring up that I'm going back, but I never...
I always be like, I'm going to miss you guys whenever I'm...
I've never said that. I've never once said I missed you guys. I've actually said the complete opposite to other people. Bleach. Never said I missed you guys.
Duh. Anyways.
But when we leave here, I have nothing more but a memory to y'all.
I mean, yeah, sure. Sure.
Damn.
You going to remember them chains, so you always going to remember me. I don't care. You going to wear them chains.
I will, but you won't be the reason.
But I am, though, so it doesn't matter. What's the name of the dude who runs the chain account?
Your mother.
Yeah, boom. He doesn't have nothing.
Got him good. you're a bitch. What's going on over there in that head? I know it's hard for you to process a thought with that tight ass durag. You ain't got any waves though. How do you have ocean blue eyes and you got no waves?
This is becoming a roast battle, so now I'm about to join your ass.
Anyways.
Nah, not anyways. Anyways. Tire skid marks on the side of your head that you call a fucking whatever the fuck. Look, turn your head to the side. Show the camera.
It's called the part.
Yeah, turn the part. Turn it around. Turn your head to the side.
No.
Stupid ass boy.
Where's your haircut?
I know you're not talking, boy. I finna get on you, boy.
Your eyebrows are like 5 inches above your eyes. How the fuck do you got Kermit the Frog? I'm not sure if your eyebrows are part of your hairline or not.
You like a Muppet, ugly ass boy.
Muppet, really? That's the best you can do? You already said by Kermit the Frog.
Sesame Street, looking ass boy.
That's not a Muppet. That's not even a Muppet. That's two different franchises. Yeah, you
definitely know that, huh? Yeah, take care for your people.
It's common sense.
Oh my God, bro. Where you from, bro?
Mom's house.
Where you from for real?
What's up?
Where you from?
Your mother's ass.
Boo, that shit was ass.
And so was your mother's.
Boo, that shit was ass. That's the only comeback he has.
If I wanted to come back, I would have wiped it off your mother's chin. Boo. I can keep going.
That's the worst. All he's talking about is your mother, your mother, your mother. He has no actual funny jokes.
I do have a joke.
All right, come on. Your mother. Yeah. Could have seen that one coming. Your mom. It's the only person that uses.
Your mom jokes will never get old other than your mother.
He has nothing else to say. He says your mom.
Nigga, what do you have to say?
He has no actual funny comedy. He just says your mom.
I guess you're right. I guess I got 4.5 for nothing. Yeah. No comedy over here.
Yeah, no comedy.
Right. Fuck.
Only can get you so far.
Got me pretty far.
Exactly. The show. Welcome.
I wouldn't say all that, but you got it. I guess you're right.
You know everything. Welcome. We all here.
Exactly. What?
Yeah, but,
shut up.
Medium funny.
Medium funny? Right. You're low class funny.
Oh, your shit was ass.
It doesn't make
that
it.
That shit was ass. Wait. Anything you about to say is just ass because it's so mediocre. Go ahead. Trust me. Hard ass durag.
As long as you know your durag is tight. Bro. Take it off and let me not see your line.
You got a haircut yesterday. I think you hot shit.
I did get a haircut.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, what's skate yours?
Marks. Let me see your. McDonald's. McDonald's.
Shut up.
I got gas. Boy.
Bruce, that's my dog, though.
Bro, can we talk about something actual serious?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, bet.
Go on, be serious for once in your
life. Nah, I'm always actually serious. You don't want the kids around all the time. But anyways, right, go ahead. Stupid
be
fuck.
Serious.
Anyways,
be serious.
I am being serious.
Go on.
Something about your bottom lip is just protruding.
Exactly
out so bad.
What I thought. Exactly what
I'm sorry,
thought.
My bad. My bad. That's last time. Underbite. But anyways,
Oh, you thought she was funny? Look at you. My man can't be serious.
Bro, I am being serious, bro. I asked you a serious question. You said, stop talking about that shit.
What? Because we talk about it every
week. I bet. How you feel about Spider-Man coming out?
That's not serious. That's pop culture related.
What do you want to talk about, nigga? Global warming?
Well, it exists.
All right. So how you feel about global warming?
I don't know. It's crazy how it's getting hot out here. I mean, it's no more hotter than your breath, but, you know, we'll suffice.
You're literally melting your microphone.
Talk about something serious, bro.
I already did, you stupid fuck.
Global warming, that was the best you could do.
All right, give me something serious then.
Give me a chance.
This is the second time I asked you. First Damn. Time you give me nothing either. Go ahead.
All right. How do you feel about the fact that we live in a day and age where people advertise themselves like a fucking billboard?
We already talked about that.
All right, no, we didn't, but. No, we did. Yeah, what'd I say then?
Every day.
No, we don't.
Bro, you always like, I'm a corporate sellout. Well, actually, that's what you were saying. I'm a corporate sellout or well, corporate sellout. So same difference.
But I don't talk about it on the podcast. You want me to talk about something serious? I'm talking about something serious.
Are we talking about? Say it again.
We got it. Shut up, stupid.
How you going to pick a lifestyle and they get mad you picked a lifestyle?
No. Correction. I didn't pick this lifestyle.
You posted the videos on the internet.
But
no,
as
that.
A joke, I didn't think
but
it
you kept doing
worked.
It. If you didn't like it, you wouldn't have stopped it, right?
Yeah, but I realized. Hey, nigga, can I? Damn. Can I have a thought process?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess you could say I did choose this lifestyle in a sense, but it wasn't something that I was striving to be. This whole TikTok thing. I did it originally because, you know, I stayed home a lot. And I did movie reviews, and then I did the run. I did it as a joke. I did not think, oh, my God, boom.
But you liked the rush it gave you, so you kept doing it.
Yeah.
You liked the feeling of being liked.
Past tense.
So why you keep doing it then? You just did it 2 days ago, right?
I have responsibilities. That's
so I'm saying you chose this lifestyle. You can't get mad because you chose the lifestyle. You chose to keep going with it. You can choose to stop it. You can stop it anytime you want. If you truly hate it, you can stop it.
I don't agree with that.
You can't stop it?
Not if I have responsibilities. If I was only looking out for myself, then yeah, I would.
Okay, yeah, but you're getting mad that you're a corporate sellout.
First off, when I say I'm a corporate sellout, I don't mean I'm a corporate sellout.
So what you mean, Denace?
I mean what I said.
So it's like saying I'm black, but I don't mean I'm black.
Are you black?
I don't mean I'm black.
What does that even mean?
I don't know exactly what you're telling me.
Nah. So I'm just tired. I'm just tired.
Tired? Wake that ass up, bro. We ain't got time for that tired shit. We got a tire for keep going.
Couldn't sleep last night.
Couldn't sleep?
Mm-mm.
So I was freaking jump off a fucking 8 crates in the
spectrum. I don't think that has anything to do with my sleep patterns, but all right.
Anyways, did you finish your show episode?
Nope. Heisters.
What'd you do instead?
What did I do? That was last night. What did I do?
Better not been snapping girls.
I don't snap girls.
Yeah, you do. Shut up.
Check my snap.
Open it. What's your password?
I'm not giving you shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought, buddy boy.
Just check your phone.
Why you gotta check my phone?
That's what I thought, Goofy. How about we trade phones?
We're gonna trade phones and do. I don't want to see all them feet pictures and
that's what I thought. Dude, I got nothing to hide.
I don't have no. Why would I have something to hide too?
I'm not saying you do, but you get kind of nervous over there. Head ass.
I don't get nervous. I make plays. I don't get nervous.
Shut up.
I make plays. I don't get nervous.
You use Twitter. Shut up.
Use Roblox. Shut up.
I don't, first off, I used to play that game before it got really popular when I was in middle school. Now, it was a low-key game that you could download. Didn't take up that much space. Now, every one of their mother plays it.
So I still don't know what that shit is. It's like Minecraft, but you can see yourself. It's like The Sims Minecraft.
Let's just say Minecraft, but more advanced. Yeah, that's the best way to put it, honestly.
You can, how's it more different, dog? Like, what?
I don't know.
It's you fight in there or something?
Kind of, yeah. It's hard to explain. It's
like, all right.
It's hard to explain. You just have to play it, kind of. Get it.
For sure. So, yeah. I'm still stuck on this thing how you're mad that when you chose to keep doing it, that's why.
I think it's because I chose a lifestyle that
you can't go back from.
And I'm not saying I'm not grateful. It's that, and it was a quote, but if you can live your life without an audience, do it. Because, I don't know, it's just, I hate the fact that the lifestyle and a lot of the people I surround myself with, they make a life for themselves and they get so self-absorbed into it and it fills up their own ego and narcissism. And I can't stand people that are so in love with themselves, they can't fucking see over the goddamn clouds. I've always hated that.
Yeah,
I hate narcissistic, egotistic fucks that think the world revolves around them. That they have to be the center of attention every goddamn day. It's pathetic. All because when you were 7 or 6 years old, you were crying at a birthday party that wasn't yours, and because no one disciplined you for it, you got rewarded for it. But it is what it is.
Shit, I wasn't raised like that, but
I'm not saying you were.
No, I know. You surround yourself with the people that you want to surround yourself with. You allow yourself to be around these people. Well, if you notice these people and you don't like them, you can deadass just not be around them. That's how I see things. I'm not worrying about anybody else's life.
Yeah.
If you want to be around these people, if you want to be around a murderer or something, then you're going to be around a murderer, bro. If you want to be around a fucking, I don't even like the narcissist, you're going to be around a narcissist. You can control who you be around. Like, you can literally walk away from that shit. That's the best part about that shit. You can protect your peace. If you always constantly worrying about that shit, oh, like, I hate people like that, then you're looking at the bad and shit. How does that affect your life? Like, you hanging out with motherfucking narcissistic people all the time?
Nah, I think it's just LA of how I think that's how I feel about it, to be honest.
Well, yeah, you can control who you hang out with. That's the best part about life, bro. It's not like you have to. Like, it's not like it's your boss, some shit. You know what I'm saying? You're your own boss. That's the best part about this lifestyle we're doing.
Yeah.
But if you had someone that you had to look at, like, take control, or someone that could, like, it's controlling your life, then okay, boom. But no one's controlling your life. You can control what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you put the pressure on yourself. You put the pressure on yourself that you, like, put on yourself. You put that pressure on yourself. You dig? So, you made the TikToks. You posted them online. You kept posting them online. it's how you do your thing. So like, you can't go back on it now unless you end up, unless you move on to something else and then post TikToks every once in a while, like a lot of the big creators are doing now. Like motherfuckers are doing movies or doing podcasts and like posting TikToks whenever. Like sometimes some people dropping music. So it's like, fudge. So it's like, as long as you have like a different thing. If you stuck as a TikToker, you're going to be stuck as a TikToker until TikTok dies out in the next 2-3 years or 1 year, whatever the fuck. Then that's it. That's all they're going to be heard of Ace of Spades. But if you have a, you build a foundation, you build something that, you know, network and everything, then boom. But you got to take those opportunities, you know, make those connections, not just hold it all the time, bro.
Yeah.
If you be by yourself constantly, connections will reach you, but you won't have as much connections as if, like, you're, you know, in a place where there's a lot of connections and people know people and then they can plug you in different places so you have an actual career after this lifestyle. That's fuck. But, like, you already have your shit, so, I mean, that's that. But, like, I'm just saying, like, other people or anybody else that's listening, like, if you want an actual career in something, you know what I'm saying, don't always look at the negative effects of what people are doing. Like, you just know malicious intent when you see malicious intent. And if someone, like, you know, sometimes got to go both ways. Sometimes if you, you know, need something from somebody and they might need a deliverable from you or something like that. So it's just like, but then if you lock in that connection forever. So if you ever need something as far as, like, business-wise, then you can do that. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you think about, dude?
The past 2 years, I've lived for other people.
Yeah.
Everything I've been doing is for other people.
Yeah, I mean, I
can't remember the last time I did something for myself.
At least you're realizing that now, not...
Oh, I realized that a long time ago.
Well, why do you keep doing it, though? That's the thing.
I
understand, like, you're one situation. I understand that shit. But, like, I'm just saying, like, why do you do it? Keep doing it.
It's the right thing to do.
But when it, you know, it could be the right thing to do, bro. But when it's infecting the shit out of you like that, you gonna go around the rest of your life living for somebody else's life?
If it means that they're okay, I'm willing to sacrifice my your happiness
own. Oh, okay.
For other people.
That's you then.
That's always you. How I've been. I'm always willing to put other people first before me, no matter what it is. Granted, it's been.
Well, you gotta know when those people are using you, bro. It's not just like. There's so many people who are good at manipulation, this, that, and the third.
Oh, I know when I'm being manipulated.
They can use you and you not even know. That's what I'm trying to, like, make sure you know that it's not happening to you. Or if you know, obviously, if it's happening to you, then you know how to go about it. If it's not happening to you, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you're okay with being dreaded on and okay with this happening to you, then fuck it. If you're fine with that shit, it's not technically my life. I can't even pressure to go this way or that way. You know, you're a grown-ass man. You're going to know how to go about certain shit. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know. I just know. Like, if something's fucking up my piece, I'm going to let that shit go straight up. I got responsibilities I got to do, too. But straight up, I ain't getting used for shit. I got used in the past. I'm not getting time for that. It's crazy when your own family members do that shit to you. That's the worst one.
Yeah.
Or people you call family, you feel me?
Yeah, I do, trust me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you let somebody slide with something one time, they can slide with it all the time and just keep draining you into, like, acting like you don't know. So, I don't know, bruh.
Okay, this is a Schmitty show, I guess. I had to send an important message.
I guess it's the Schmitty show.
What do you want from me? I was listening to you.
Nah, bro, what you doing? What's your thoughts, man? It's a podcast. I can't just have a fucking...
No, I can't
open. It's an open mic right now.
No, I can't say my thoughts.
So you just going to let it, like, shit keep happening or what? Yeah, because it's going to make them better, happier or some shit. Maybe cool with it, bro. Like, I just... It's hard hearing you say this shit all the time. Like, if you always like this and this, it's like, you're not gonna do nothing about it. It's like getting bullied. Like, you get bullied, but you're not gonna do nothing about it. Like, what the fuck is the point of getting bullied? You better fight back, at least show them that you got some nuts to hang.
No, I think I'm just stressed out because the end of the month is coming.
It's the end of the month.
Most expensive time of the month.
Is there...
Fuck.
Yeah, so... All right.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Crate challenge. What about that?
The crate challenge.
You gonna do that anytime soon, ever, or are you just smart enough to not risk your goddamn face and risk splitting it in half?
I'm gonna do the crate challenge probably one of these days. I don't know. Whenever I'm healed, it looks fun, but not fun at the same time.
Before whatever challenges comes next.
Yeah. But it's not really my priority. I just see motherfuckers, like, keep, like, getting there. Like, freaking, some people be landing weird as hell, bro. I don't like that shit. I want to control yes, how they I land.
You can't control gravity.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I don't like that shit. Not being able to control the situation I'm in, bro. Like, okay, if I go through it. If there's, like, a big-ass prize, I'll do it. But if it's just, like, for fun, I'm not doing that.
You didn't
like,
do it yesterday.
Huh?
You didn't do it yesterday.
Bro, you know I didn't do it, bro. I'm not finna go up there with a fucking a sprained ankle. That makes no sense.
That sprained ankle, you just keep on mentioning.
Yeah. You mentioned your fucking wrist.
Always not today.
Yeah, you got it 3 times already, bro.
What, you counting? Woke
up, as soon as I come in your room, oh, my wrist hurts. Like, bro, what the fuck?
It's my room. I can complain about my wrist.
Nah, bro, I'm definitely not doing that shit. Like, but y'all can keep doing it. I'm gonna record y'all do it.
Yeah, you
want to do it one time, just for the one time. I'll do it for the one time. But like, The ones I've been seeing yesterday, like, people were sprinting over it and jumping over the damn, bro, it was so wild, bro. The crate challenge ain't no joke. Wait a minute, how did it even become a thing? Like, I just woke up one day, I seen crate. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Same. I don't know. I just see it. I imagine a bunch of coworkers or whatever got a bunch of crates, or someone was just like, oh, this will be fun.
Who even, like...
Has that many crates? I guess, like, people that work in, like, stores or some shit.
Like, bro, what, bro? Like, what? But yeah, man, I'm sure. How was your experience yesterday? In a crate challenge.
Painful.
Or do you want to explain what happened? Like, what happened?
I fell. But I didn't fall like any normal person. I did, like, a 720 in the air.
720? Damn, it was 720? You did it twice?
It was like a 180 or like a 360. I don't know. I'd have to rewatch
like a
the 450 video.
Or something.
450? 450.
450.
There you go.
That's what I said.
You said 50. You said 450.
Oh, my way. 450, man.
50. 50. 50, yes.
Say go. Orange.
Orange.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
What, there goes what?
There goes the boom.
The what?
The boom was like clock, clock.
What are you saying?
I don't even know, bro. I'm tired.
Are you dead? That's crazy.
I'm alive, but I'm dead. What are you talking about? Hey, time out.
I hate you.
Yeah. Get in line.
I literally can't stand you.
Get in line, bro.
You are the bane of my existence.
The what?
The bane of my existence.
Bane?
Yeah.
That's a new word.
No.
Bane.
No. Oh my God.
Bro, I can't wait till the next season of Seven Deadly Sins comes out, bro.
I don't care about your little anime. Shut up.
Nah, I'm actually talking to myself. So.
All right, well, don't respond to yourself. Shut up. Keep that shit over there, goofy. Goddamn, what is this? The tunes? Because you're looking loony.
Crickets, please stop. Stop applauding, please. Don't get this man. All right, this might be the worst podcast I've ever done in my life.
Nah, not the worst. I've done one.
Nah, this is literally the worst podcast.
I'm just tired. I'm just really tired. I cannot sleep last night.
Why did you agree to do the first one, bro?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Oh, no. He asked me. And yeah. Because no one else is going to do it. No one else is going to do it. Sorry, I try to make other people's lives easier.
Yeah, but not mine. By fucking me talking to myself in this podcast, that didn't help me, bro.
Well, who's always talking? Me, nigga. I'm tired of talking. I want someone to actually listen to me for once.
Bro, I was listening.
Shut up, man. You ain't listening to me. No one ever fucking listens to me.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn.
You need to listen to... Yo, you need to listen to us sometimes.
I do.
No, you don't.
That's all I ever do is listen to everyone. Don't. No one ever
You always do is fucking talk.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Bullshit lying. You know that. I always listen. No one ever fucking asks me if I'm okay. I'm always listening to everyone else.
If it was okay yesterday.
When?
Bro, you remember me coming to your room and asking you, are you good? And he's like, yeah, I'm good, bro. I just, yeah.
When?
You was at the computer, nigga. How you not remember this?
That's such a vague explanation. I'm always at my computer.
Damn, nigga. My bad. Let me check my timestamps next time I fucking go and check on you.
It's always, damn, nigga, always. I can't remember the last time niggas asked me if I was okay.
Nigga, you literally, like, yesterday, bro. Oh, my God, bro.
You got honestly don't remember.
You asked me, you good? Like, you good, bro? I was like, yeah, you good?
I might have. I ask everyone every day.
Well, hold on. I'm trying to remember exactly when.
Yeah, go on. Uh-huh.
I remember I was leaving your room, and you was at the computer, and you was like, you good? I remember, because you was about to get on the phone with somebody. No, you weren't at your computer. You were standing up between my old bed and your bed. And I walked in there, and you looked at me, you said, you good? Like, you was on the phone. I was like, yeah, you good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's my guy. He don't be remembering shit. He did force himself not to remember these things.
Nah, I'm always
asking.
Always asking niggas if they're okay. But people only ask because they feel obligated to.
Nigga, I did not feel obligated to, nigga.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. So niggas came and check on people without feeling ever. See, this is the problem with fucking people in social cues. Y'all just expect some shit to, like, why can't one thing just mean one thing? Why gotta mean one, two, three, and third thing?
That's because I overthink that shit. And
yeah, you overthink, nigga. You and Reagan both be doing that shit.
Well... Reagan never asked me if I'm okay. It sucks.
Bro, literally, okay, if someone doesn't ask something about you, that doesn't mean they hate you or something.
I know it doesn't, but I know it doesn't, and I know.
I'm back to same with that shit. I don't understand that shit.
It's just an overthinking type deal. It's hard, nigga, damn.
I just love overthinking.
Maybe you never had to be put in situations where you didn't have to overthink.
What's the point of overthinking?
There is no point. That's exactly what makes it terrible. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for it at all.
Put more stress on yourself. That's how you overthink.
Yes, that is what it is.
It is, exactly.
But it's hard when you don't have constant reassurance or constant, let's say, hypothetically, you never had assurance to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You always had to do shit on your own, so you only had yourself to insure yourself. No one else. There's a bunch of reasons why people overthink. I mean, also, it's also connected to a low self-esteem and, you know, feelings of constant anxiousness and wanting to constantly... You just keep breaking it more and more. That's a train of thought. Right. That's where a lot of it comes from. You broke the hell out of it.
I didn't break it, bro. I'm a technician. Don't worry about it. I'm making it better.
A technician?
Maybe I should draw.
I fuck with that.
It's already fixed, bro. I should have called. Overthinkers, bro. This is my first time I've ever encountered overthinkers in my life.
That says a lot.
You and Reagan.
That explains a lot.
Overthinkers.
That explains a lot. You never once encountered people that overthink?
I know, like, for this long amount of time, no.
That explains... a lot. It's someone that overthinks, you have to be patient with them.
Oh, trust. I have patience.
Patience is something.
Patience is a virtue.
That and, you know, with an overthinker. That's why when I overthink, I don't even tell people I overthink anymore. Because I know at some point it's just like, oh, he's overthinking again. So I'm just like, you know what, let me shut the fuck up about it. And I'll overthink on my own time. And if I am lost in thought, I'll just say I'm tired. So people don't have to be like, oh my God, he's overthinking. Ugh. Because people say they want to help and be there for you until they actually realize they got nothing to say or do. So they just feel like an empty shell that they can't do shit
for. So, you know, every time I ask you, you okay, you'd be like, yeah, no, but what are you going to do about it? In my head, I'm not going to overthink that shit because I'm a man. That's what I'm saying, like.
Oh, I didn't know that. Smitty, thanks for.
Yeah. Like, you know.
Got some hair on your chest when you said that?
I've been had that. So, yeah, anyways.
I'm a man.
Motherfucker's been, like. Like, I never met a dude that overthinks. That's why I'm just like,
really?
This is my first time. That's why I'm just like, what? Like, when you be saying shit, I'll just be like, okay. And I take it for what it is. I don't take it for what it's not. What it couldn't be.
Never met a guy.
When, sometimes when where I'm from, well, I'm used to growing up, motherfuckers say something, they just, that's it. Like, they don't have no meaning behind that shit. It just is what it is. Like, they're going to tell you straight up how they feel. And, like, that's going to be exactly it. I never thought about why they said that or, like, this, this, that, and the third. Like, well, not why, but, like.
Well, I imagine you and I have very different paths from growing up.
Truth. Okay.
I overthink shit because I'm always thinking about either my next move or just what I'm going to do here, then, or when. Or I try to think about a situation. I try to play out the entire situation in my head so when the situation happens, I could be less disappointed.
Yeah, if you expect less, then you won't be disappointed. I already just always knew that.
I don't think that mic is picking up anything you're saying, by the way. Oh.
La boomba, la clack, la.
Trust me, overthinking sucks. But I try not to mention that I do it.
Like, y'all motherfuckers are making me overthink about half of the shit I do. I'm like, bro, I don't even do that shit. Motherfuckers be overthinking so much. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? It is what it is for what it is. Like, it's not.
It's not always it is for what it is.
But that's the problem. You like, not the problem, but like, this is how y'all think. Y'all think that something's like always what it's not. That's what y'all think. Y'all focus on what it's not.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example from me. Say if I was talking to this girl, not saying this is, like, you know, really happening, but say if I was talking to this girl that I really liked, and she says, like, oh, good night, out of nowhere. And everything, I didn't say or do anything, I didn't go anywhere, I didn't do anything to upset her. My ex is going to be like, all right, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? What is she going to do? Is she mad at me? Is she going to text other guys? Why is she texting other guys? She's probably texting other guys. I know she has other guys in her phones, and that's going to be texting them instead of texting me. Like, the mind's just going to make all these fake scenarios and be mad and upset about the fake scenarios that you're making all because of something that was so simplistic, taken out of context.
For me, it depends what time of the day.
See, but that's for you.
So if she texts you goodnight at 12, you gonna think she gonna do some other shit?
Yeah.
Damn. So how you like your conversations to end?
They don't. One of us just falls asleep. So that's just me.
So you rather you rather her not text you at all?
Than a simple, yeah.
Wouldn't a not text at all be worse than a goodnight?
No, because a goodnight is just like, okay, that's kind of you dismissing me. They're not a response at all. And that's how.
So if she texts you, sorry, I'm tired, good night, you're going to be like, what the hell?
No, that's different. I mean, she, I don't know, like, good night, no context.
Oh, like, of course. Like, if she texts that, I was like, what the hell?
I don't know. It's hard to explain overthinking to non-overthinkers. But again, like I said, it roots from low self-esteem. And, well, for me, it roots from low self-esteem and low insecurities or high insecurities and just not feeling good enough. So you got to overthink, oh, well, maybe I'm doing this right or maybe I'm doing this.
No, I can see that. That makes sense. No, as you said that.
No. It doesn't have to be just work. It doesn't have to be just relationships. It could just be with something simple. Like, oh, why didn't I do this today? Oh, because I didn't do this. And now because I didn't do this, I can't do this. And now because I can't do that, I can't do this. You're spending so much time overthinking, you can't get what you need to get done.
That's crazy, done. Bro. Like, I've never, like, encountered this before. That's why I'm so like, wait, what?
Like I said, it's, a lot of people overthink. It stems from a lot of different reasons.
Well, there's no way to go about it. I don't know. It's just like a trait. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know what you're saying.
Not me. Shit, this might be the last podcast we do. So
it might be.
Shout out Viral Podcast, man. All right, man. This Viral Podcast presented to you by Go House, man. Y'all go check this thing out on Go House, on YouTube, and every other platform. I am the Kid Smitty.
I am Ace of _Spades.
We are out.